Momcast is sponsored by Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery, Vision for Life, and by Visit Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is Kidsburgh.
If you're a parent, you are a liar.
Mommy!
It's the Momcast.
Really, Mom?
Mommy!
Mom!
You are listening.
Momcast!
And Momcast.
Welcome to Momcast. All right, let's go back. I'm Stacey McKay, Greg Hansberry, our producer here. Greg,
yeah.
You know, as parents, mm-hmm. we lie.
All right? the time.
I mean, and most of the time, we use our lies for good.
White lies.
Sure. And we know all the lies we tell our kids. I mean, I don't even know how. There are some parents that refuse to do that, and I applaud them, but they're still
you talking
in circles.
You can lie without being malicious.
Right,
absolutely.
Right. And of course you can. So, But I have noticed this too. Then it shifts. When you become older and you have adult kids, you lie again. And you probably aren't, your parents are still too young for you to see this.
Okay.
I've met your parents. My parents are a little older and they've had some health issues and they lie through their teeth. I mean, you cannot get the straight you don't know. No straight story on them, you know? And it's interesting because my dad has had a lot of health issues. He had diabetes at a young age, type 1 diabetes, and that affected his kidney. He had to get a kidney transplant. But it also affected his vision. And I did not know. None of us knew. None of us kids knew. And we're even in adulthood, we didn't know for a long time that my dad was, by and large, legally blind. We didn't know because he hid it.
He lied. He lied to you.
Yeah, and I still don't know to this day how he does it because he does a great job. He gets around. He does a great job. He can still see in one of his eyes, but it's, you know, he doesn't have peripheral and he has no eyesight in the other eye. So he does remarkably well, but he's one of those, he fakes it till he makes it. And you have to watch him because he just, but if you ask him, you know, Dad, how you, oh, yeah, no problems. You know, and then you find out later, he's lying.
So you're saying we can never trust our parents?
I think not. It's like, you know, life is always that cycle. When your kids are little, you're like watching over them. And then when they become adults, eventually they'll start watching over you. Right. I mean, that's just the circle
right.
of life.
Yeah.
So that's the thing. We have to ask our parents the right questions, or we have to basically lie to them to try and get the information out of them. So that's kind of where we are. My mom and dad are just right to your face liars. I mean, they will lie, you know, and tell you this great and like really good stories, too.
They've had a lot of practice,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
years of
yeah.
practice. Okay.
Sure. So get ready for that.
All right.
Get ready for that. But today we're going to talk a little bit about that with Dr. Rupa Shah from Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery, of course, our expert, about the things, if your parents aren't going to be honest with you, what are some of the things you need to look for in them, especially when it comes to their vision?
Uh-huh.
Because they're not probably going to tell you.
Liars!
Liars! I want to welcome Dr. Rupa Shah from Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, Stacey. I'm so excited to do this Momcast with you.
Well, we're glad that you're our vision expert because honestly, we need that very much so. And you're a mom as well.
I am. I've got two daughters, 6 and 4, and they keep me quite busy. And it's always a juggling act between working and being a mom.
Sure. And a lot of us are dealing with that.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised you have time to be here right now, actually.
Well, she has a real job, Greg. Not like us. She has a real job. But thank you for being here. And we're going to talk a little bit about that because there are more and more. We've heard we're the sandwich generation where
yes.
you have young kids that you're raising or maybe teenagers that you're raising. And now you're helping with your own parents. So you're sandwiched in between. And that brings up a lot of questions, and especially kind of parenting the parent. I know we just went through this. My husband went through it with his father. Taking care of parents, mm-hmm. taking them to appointments, making sure they're getting all the things that they need. And one of the things that often pops up
yeah.
are issues with vision.
Of course, yes. So, and it's a fact that as we all get older, every single one of us is going to actually develop cataracts at some point in our lives. So that's the biggest thing, and making sure our parents are able to keep their independence while driving safely at night, in general.
So we're all going to develop that? Did you say that?
Yes, that's correct. And it really is something that biologically happens to all of us at some point. And now that we're all living longer, healthier lives, we're all going to face this hurdle at some point in our life. But it's quite amazing. It's actually a gift in disguise because we have the technology to restore vision to where patients haven't seen vision like this since they were younger. So it's quite amazing.
That is pretty amazing. I want to ask, what are the types of things, maybe not for ourselves, but it's hard to know with our parents, what are we looking for that might say to us, okay, I mean, other than the obvious, this might be cataracts, it might be this.
Of course. So you're looking for signs that if your parents are saying, gosh, I'm having trouble driving like I used to, especially nighttime driving, that tends to be the one most important thing that they'll mm-hmm. describe. A lot of glare and haloing. They feel unsafe on the road, especially on rainy days. That can be the first sign of cataract development. Secondly, they're starting to notice decreased reading ability, having to turn up the lights a lot more. And it's important to bring this out and say, you know what, go check with your eye care doctor. And let's see if there are cataracts, because it's something that they don't have to live with.
Now, exactly what are they? I mean, what's going on here when we say, okay, you have cataracts? What does that mean?
So cataracts are simply the clouding of the natural lens. And it's something that, again, will happen to every one of us as we get older. In fact, as we hit 40, that's kind of the first signs of cataract development. And we call this, at 40, it's more dysfunctional lens syndrome. But when we're starting to lose our ability to read, that's our first sign that our lenses are naturally aging with time.
It's interesting you say that, because as you were describing, you know, the haloing and trouble at night driving,
yes,
I thought, well, gosh, that sounds like me when I turned 40.
Yes.
Because it seems like that was the time I had this perfect vision, and
yes,
then all of a sudden I was having these issues.
Should we put Olivia in touch with Dr. Shaw here to take care of you?
We might as well just nip it in the bud now. So yeah, correct, we yes, all start going through some of those things.
Exactly, and this is normal. So I guess early identification, and to know that now that technology has advanced so much that we really don't have to have our parents live like this. They can really enjoy great quality of vision.
What if you, because I know for me, I will admit this, and I think a lot of us do this, mm-hmm, just with vision problems in general. Like I said, perfect vision when you're, you know, and then you hit 40 and it's like, oh, suddenly there's an issue. What if you don't act? Because that's what I kind of did. I waited and I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to get some readers. And I fooled myself because readers eventually weren't cutting it.
Correct.
And I put it off,
yeah,
doing anything or even getting glasses, honestly,
right,
till the last minute. I mean, how much is that going to damage your mm-hmm eyes?
So it's not that you will actually damage them if you're not wearing the appropriate reading glasses, but it's more of a nuisance to you. You definitely want to be able to be comfortable reading and doing your daily tasks, especially for work. So, you know, to avoid that eye strain and potentially cause headaches, it is worthwhile to make sure you're using the right prescription and making sure you've seen your doctor to make sure you're doing the right things.
If someone would like to either bring a parent for testing or talk to you, mm-hmm, what would they need to do?
So it's easy. You just want to make sure you contact our office, and we would have them schedule a cataract evaluation or a normal ophthalmic evaluation. And in either of those scenarios, I'm going to be able to diagnose any ocular conditions that's going on. So you want to make sure your mom or dad feels comfortable driving if they're dilated, because we will be putting a lot of eye drops into the eyes. And oftentimes patients complain that they can't get home. So it's good to be with them if you're able to do that. But yeah, that would be the best thing.
Dr. Rupa Shaw is our vision specialist here on MomCast from Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery. Thank you for being here. Summertime means summer trips, and we want to thank our sponsor, Visit Pittsburgh. You know, Pittsburgh is Kidsburg. You can get discounted attraction tickets, hotel deals, more at visitpittsburgh.com/Kidsburg. Yeah, it's a great getaway for just a couple of days, and I tell you what, it will be a fun-filled few days. You can just cram in so much stuff in Pittsburgh.
We're on a Mr. Rogers kick right now at home. They have that new documentary out,
sure.
And I've been watching some old episodes with the kids. I know Mr. Rogers is from Pittsburgh. Don't they have, like, the Daniel the Tiger, like a museum or an attraction or something there?
Yes, I know what you're talking about because we went several years ago. There's a park. It's a completely different kind of park out in the wilderness, basically, not right in Pittsburgh. It's a bit of a drive out. But it's called Idlewild, and it is truly a throwback. I mean, there are rides that you push. and they used to have a Mr. Rogers area with a trolley, and I actually rode that with Liv. And I was more excited than she is. But now that's where you'll find the Daniel Tiger
right.
display.
That's the
they
new
turned
updated
it, yeah,
version.
And still by the company had produced Mr. Rogers'
awesome.
Show. So, yeah, it's a fun time. And that one, yeah, if you get to go, that's worth it. I would say more for little ones.
Mm-hmm,
like
yeah,
your kids would
still
really love it.
3 and 5 right now would love it.
Yes, they would enjoy it and get a big kick out of it. And it's very simple, but it's out and there's a lot of wooded areas. And
cool.
It's completely different than anything that your kids have probably done. But when I took Liv there a few years ago, she had not even seen. That's when I realized I'm failing my child because she needs to see some of those Mr. Rogers shows. And I'm glad your kids are watching because it kind of holds up.
It does. I've caught them watching too much nonsense on Netflix.
Nonsense. Now you sound like a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids, what are you watching? Turn that nonsense off.
Okay. Now, Greg and I are just going to just flat out admit this. We had an opportunity to talk to comedian and actor Kevin Nealon.
I'm a fanboy. He's been one of my favorite SNL cast members forever.
And he hasn't been on SNL for a long time.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
But we had the chance to talk to him, and I'm sure he has a mom. I'm sure he may have kids.
I hope he has a mom.
Yeah, we didn't ask any of that. So this is just purely for entertainment. I love him on the show Man with a Plan with Matt LeBlanc, which is a fun show. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it, but he's just a funny guy, and so when we had the opportunity for MomCast, we took it. I will say this, one of the main reasons I thought it would be cool for MomCast is, moms, if you're looking for something that is a passion for you that you can maybe monetize or put out there, he
just
came
make
up,
it more fun, even.
Yeah, he came up with a great idea, and he'll share that, and maybe it will spark your imagination to say, hey, you know what? I could turn this passion of mine into something entertaining.
Spinning with Stacy? Oh, wait.
Unless it's yarn. No, I'm not a spinner. How you doing?
Hey, Stacy, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm on a treadmill walking so that I feel like I can talk to you now since you're always hiking.
Oh, nice. I feel like I'm on a hike now.
Yeah, we're on a hike. Hiking with Kevin. Kevin's YouTube channel. Always. I love those, by the way. What a great idea.
Thank you so much. I love doing those things. It's really a passion of mine now. It's just a hobby. You know, I don't get paid for it, but it's just so much fun to kind of go hiking with friends and have my little camera at the end of my selfie stick and then come home and edit it.
Yeah. That's awesome. I do have to ask because I'm a woman. Do you ever wash that hat?
You know what? I never have washed it.
Well, you know,
but I've been out in the rain in it.
Oh, you have? Okay, well, then that's kind of like washing it, right? Well,
I'm afraid if I wash it, it's not going to fit me anymore.
That could be. I've seen that happen. So you might actually be onto something. Actor, writer, Weeds, Happy Gilmore, wedding singer, and now a regular on series Man with a Plan. I love you on that as well. I love that show. Kevin
Nealon.
Oh,
thank you. I love doing it, too. What? Oh, man, it's a fun show. You know, to work with Matt LeBlanc is just amazing because this guy, he's got his comedy chops down. I mean, they're like nothing like it. This guy, you know, he's done so many TV shows, and he knows all about character and structure and making jokes better. He can milk so many laughs out of one joke. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, you've got some chops yourself. Pretty good comedy resume. But I like
you
two. I really do like you two together, and that's... I think that's saying something because, I mean, as we know, anyone who has you know, been on the show Friends, that's been a tough transition to get another show then where people accept you. And he's been able to do it, and I think you're a big part of that. I like the two of you together.
Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, I get it, because, you know, when I came off of Saturday Night Live, I thought, I wonder if I'll ever do another show that will, you know, be as popular or as interesting as SNL was, and that's, you know, especially a live show. I mean, and then Weeds came along finally. I thought, wow, this is probably the thing that I was waiting for.
Mm-hmm. And that was a great show, too. I mean, you've been involved in a lot of projects that have been really successful. So then, stand up. You know, I always ask guys that do that and gals that, you know, have other things that they've grown into. Why you keep going back to stand up? What is it about it?
Well, it's because stand up was really my first love of the entertainment business. I wanted to be a stand up. I grew up wanting to be a stand up comic and just so mesmerized by that craft of getting out in front of people without any kind of visible tools and just, you know, eliciting a reaction of laughter from them and being able to change somebody's mood and make them feel good without a drug. And so, you know, I kind of grew up with that and liking that. So that's something I wanted to do really was stand up. And I came out to Los Angeles to become a stand-up comic. And, you know, the acting kind of was secondary. And then all those other things started turning up. But I never let go of the stand-up because it's really my passion.
Well, and I think it's, like, the hardest out of all of those things to do. Is that right?
I don't know. I don't know if it's the hardest thing to do. I think acting is pretty tough, you know. But stand-up kind of came easier for me because I enjoyed doing it and I studied it and... You know, I mean, the hard part about stand-up was getting up in front of people because I was very shy growing up, and I wasn't like an extrovert. I was very introverted, and, you know, I wasn't like a neurotic case of being introverted, but I felt uncomfortable talking in front of people. And to this day, I still feel uncomfortable in front of, like, people that aren't in a comedy club or, you know, I'm not performing. If it's like a group of people, you know, in a normal setting where I have to talk, you know, I feel uncomfortable.
Really?
Hey, Kevin, this is Greg, the producer. Got a quick question for you. You were always one of my favorite Weekend Update guys. And I just like your dry approach to it. And, you know, nowadays it's very politically driven and stuff. What are your thoughts on, you know, how the guys Colin and Michael Che are doing it now versus kind of how you kind of mocked the form of it back in the day? What are your take on what they're doing with it now?
Well, that's a very subjective position on Weekend Update. You know, it's, I mean, people, whoever does it, they choose their own kind of style. For me, I love the way Chevy did it.
Right.
Because he was the originator of it, and he, you know, he was mocking just a typical newsman. So I like that. You know, Dennis had a great kind of angle on it, and he had a lot of fans, and, you know, he brought his own personality to it. Which I think you start seeing, you know, other people do that too. They bring their personality to it, so you kind of see more of them. But I kind of like doing it kind of like that way at the time. You know, if I were doing it now, I'd probably do it differently. So, you know, I think I appreciate the way everybody does their own kind of thing.
Hey, thanks again for joining us on Momcast and for, I guess, allowing us to... go along with our interview because he's just fun. I enjoy Kevin Nealon. And if you have any questions, Hey Momcast, we'd love to hear them. You can send them to us. Find us on Facebook. And also, if you get a chance, if you could review us, we would really appreciate that too. So have a great weekend. Enjoy the holiday, the summer break, and we'll see you next week on Momcast.